This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for joining us. I'm Mitch Tite.
And I'm Bonnie North. Policymakers at the city and county levels are debating the merits of proposed budgets for the coming fiscal year and weighing legislative priorities with fiscal responsibility.
The Wisconsin Policy Forum each year scrutinizes these budget proposals and offers some analysis, and this year is no exception. What is an exception is the relatively non-controversial nature of the proposals. Rob Henkin is president of the forum, and he's with us in the studio now. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Mitch.
So as we look at the budget briefs for both the city and the county, 2018 or really 2019, as we're looking at, seems like a relatively calm year for both.
Yes, really uncanny the way for both the city and the county, some very good fortune has made this a not so difficult budget year. And it's really a big contrast with this time last year when going into the 2018 budgets, there were needs for substantial cuts. And in the case of the county executive had proposed a $30 increase in the vehicle registration fee. But this year, very few fireworks.
Well, and so let's start with the county, which has seen all sorts of struggles over recent years. What is the good fortune that has led to the county being in the position that it's in right now, realizing that there are still some caveats?
Sure. So the good fortune is health care. We call it the gift that keeps on giving. The county has been able to generate some remarkable savings in its health care spending really over the past 5 or 6 years. We did a projection, and adjusting for inflation, they should be spending about $40 million more per year today than they're currently spending if their health care costs from 2011 had simply increased with inflation. They have not. They've actually gone down. And every year, the county makes a projection. Forecasting what you're going to spend for health care when you're a self-administered plan, it depends on utilization. It depends on lots of factors. You try to make your best guess. To cut to the crux of it, their guess was way too conservative for 18. They ended up saving about $10 million or will save by the end of the year. Consequently, their projection for 2019 healthcare spending doesn't go up at all. You have the inflationary increase, but it's a lower baseline. So the fact that they originally were thinking that was going to be about a $7 or $8 million cost, also their pension fund contribution is not going up in 19. Those are the two factors that usually combine to create a very difficult budget climate, and they're flat this year.
What do we know about why healthcare costs have not gone up to the degree that we would have expected?
I think if you ask county leaders themselves, they would say, we don't know for sure. I think we can look at a few factors. Number one, the size of the county workforce has gone down. Number two, the county has made efforts in terms of wellness, in terms of incentivizing people to get care at the right place and not wait until they need emergency care and more expensive care. I think that we're simply seeing people perhaps a little healthier than had been forecast. So, but that can turn the other way on you too. And so that's why even as we look ahead to the 2019 budget, the county is being relatively conservative in its projection.
Well, and so let's talk about what the caveats are. And one of them, I gather, is what we were talking about not that long ago, which is the challenges in parks and cultural facilities. There's not a lot of aspirational spending that the county is doing.
That's correct. So we can say not a lot of fireworks, relatively calm budget year, but we can also look at the fact that there's about $13 or $14 million worth of essentially cuts that had to be absorbed in departmental budgets. They were able to do it without noticeably impacting services. But a few factors. Number one, you have the county continuing to use its reserves. They're dipping into their debt service reserve for $3.9 million. They're unlikely to be able to do that next year. You have the fact that health care and pension are again going to go up. And then you have, as you just said, we have this huge backlog of infrastructure repair needs, particularly within the Milwaukee County parks. And there's just real tension there between the county's need to take care of this infrastructure and its limitation on borrowing, where if it issues too much debt to take care of too many of its capital needs, then those debt service payments are going to start to crowd out other needs in future budgets.
You also write about a potentially unsustainable trend as far as transit goes.
Yes, the transit component of the budget continues to be a microcosm of the county budget itself, where the revenue streams simply are not expanding with inflation. The costs go up every year. In this case, it's not just the traditional costs of salaries and benefits, but also fuel. And so there's a hole in the transit system budget every year. There are a couple of one-time fixes that are used this year. Nonetheless, there are still some minor service reductions and minor fare increases. But here, too, going forward, it looks like there's going to have to be an increasing commitment of local dollars, either through the property tax or the wheel tax, to support current levels of service.
So potentially a year from now, we may be having a very different conversation about the 2020 Milwaukee County budget.
I think that's certainly on the horizon.
All right. So let's talk about the city of Milwaukee budget. And if there was good fortune in the county's budgeting plans, there is likewise good fortune that the city of Milwaukee has on its side.
Yes. And likewise, one time in nature. But here, remarkably, the city's pension fund actuary overestimated the amount of the city property tax levy employer contribution that would be needed in 2018 by a whopping $13.4 million.
That's a fairly significant overestimate.
Yes, it is. And certainly better to have an overestimate than an underestimate. So what that does is really twofold. Number one, we have the mayor proposing to take this $13.4 million savings from 2018 and sock it away in a pension reserve. Now, if you're an elected official, you're not really scoring points necessarily. You can't do a ribbon cutting to put $13 million into a pension reserve, but a very fiscally responsible move because this pension contribution is actually scheduled to go up rather significantly in the years ahead.
And we have talked about that.
Yep. One of certainly the key structural issues for the city. But this also produces a benefit for the 2019 budget because instead of budgeting the $83 million from 18, you can now budget $70 million in 2019. Through a variety of reasons, that actually turns into about a $9 million savings. So what we are seeing essentially is that this $9 million is used to offset the cost of some of the city's traditional pressures, the salary and wage increases, and about a 2% healthcare increase, which is pretty good, but an increase nonetheless. That gets wiped out by this savings, what you have is largely a status quo budget. Now, for many jurisdictions, when you're talking a status quo budget, that's not necessarily good news. But given the very fierce structural pressures on the city of Milwaukee's budget, status quo in a given year is good news.
Well, and it sounds like if there is any sort of trend that we're talking about in the 2019 city of Milwaukee budget, it is how to be fiscally responsible with the savings that were encountered in 2018.
Yes. And clearly, there's temptation. I mean, there's lots of need out there. We look at the health department as a prime example where we have seen some real issues in terms of not only management, but in terms of resources. We can name a whole host of issues where city leaders ideally would like to be able to invest. Once again, this is an effort where we're not seeing a lot of new investment, even on the lead issue, where the mayor is touting a $20 million investment in both lead poisoning programs in the health department and lead service line removal at the Milwaukee Water Works. That's all basically unspent federal grant money that is now going to be spent, not a whole lot of local money going in there. So that's good news for local taxpayers, but it's bad news because if you want to sustain that commitment in future budgets and those grants run out, then you're going to have to supplant it with local dollars.
And so very much like what we were talking about with the county, we're talking about a very fortuitous situation in the short term and some major challenges still looming ahead.
Yes, these fundamental challenges for the city whereby it's one of its foremost revenue sources is state shared revenue from the state of Wisconsin. That hasn't gone up in years. Hard to know what's going to happen in future budgets. But for now, assuming it doesn't go up, property tax is limited by levy limits and other factors. Meantime, we have these pension and health care pressures, and we have infrastructure pressures at the city of Milwaukee as well. We also have the fact that public safety tends to require a much greater investment than other types of services. So this trend of essentially seeing whatever minimal revenue growth the city does see from year to year getting sucked up by police and fire is likely to continue, which leaves fewer dollars for health and public works and potholes and neighborhood services and libraries and so forth.
It is interesting. This is the first year in recent memory I can think of that we are not talking about a major squabble between the county executive and the county sheriff's office.
Yes. So that is another key factor in this year's county budget, where, again, you look across the county and you see these fights that have emerged in recent years. And the one with the sheriff has always been the fiercest, essentially a status quo budget for the sheriff this year, which, again, in county budget land, that's good fortune.
Rob Hankin, thanks.
Thank you, Mitch.
Rob Hankin is president of the Wisconsin Policy Forum. You can find a link to the forum's briefs on the Milwaukee city and county budget proposals at WUWM.com.